Hey, this is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and here's your latest tip.
All right, so while the duck pond is filling up here, I want to talk a little bit about this plant here. This is chia. And what happened here is that we had some chia gel that we were going to eat in the fridge, and it had been in there a little too long. So my wife threw it out here for the chickens to eat. And whether they ate any, I don't know, but a lot of this chia grew here. And this is right by the coop and is on this steep hill. We had a really, really dry year, so it's eroded. The soil is absolutely terrible. And during that really dry year, several times this chia would actually wilt to the point where it looked like it was dead. And then we'd get a rain, or I would actually water it sometimes just to see, and it would perk back up. And now we're in the fall, we've had a couple of rains, and it has not only perked back up, but flowered. And you can see it attracts pollinators. There's a honeybee on there right now. And chia is an extraordinary plant. It's very drought tolerant. It's very resilient. It's easy to grow. It's in the mint family. See, it attracts pollinators. There's a butterfly on there too. The only issue with chia is most varieties that are commonly sold are short day flowering varieties, which means that they won't start flowering until after the days become 12 or under, so after the fall equinox. And in most places like this, where you actually have winter, that's not enough time for them to set their seeds before the frost comes. But there are varieties that are not short day flowering varieties that you can get that should be able to grow in this kind of climate. Anywhere you can grow, let's say sweet potatoes or really good tomatoes, you should be able to grow the non-short day flowering chia. Chia, not only is it a great companion plant, it's actually a salvia. It's a type of sage. Like I said, it attracts the pollinators and repels other pests, but the seeds of it are super nutritious. And they're fairly easy to process, and you don't need to cook them or treat them or do anything with them. Once you separate the little chaff from the seed, all you can just eat the seeds raw, or the best way is to soak them in water, and it creates this gel-like substance. It's high in omega-3 fatty acids and very high in soluble fiber, calcium, lots of other nutrients. It's good chicken feed as well. So chia is a crop that I think should be grown a lot more, and I am excited to try it next year out in the field with the proper variety.
This is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and together we're growing freedom. This is Kevin at Food Forest Abundance, and together we're growing freedom.